Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's World News. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Amnesty International has called for stopping the transfer of certain arms to Saudi Arabia and other countries involved in an offensive against Yemen.
Of course, it's a violation of international law, and it could amount to war crimes, as we're pointing out in this report. And it should be investigated like it could amount to war crimes. And that is why Amnesty International, based on our evidence now, are making two calls. One, for the U.S. to suspend arms transfers to all coalition members that are carrying out airstrikes specifically in light of this new evidence. Two, we're still calling on the international community and the UN in specific to set up an international commission of inquiry to look into these alleged war crimes.
Amnesty International's report says some 100 civilians, including 59 children, have been killed in 13 deadly airstrikes in Yemen's Saada province. Now the report reveals the use of internationally banned cluster bombs against the impoverished country. It said the U.S. should immediately stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia and its allies.
I think the silence of the international community, including the U.S., is quite frightening. If there is this evidence that we found as we're presenting it, that the U.S. designed and made weapons are being used and utilized against civilians in Yemen, that the U.S. risks being complicit in the future in such a case.
The international community has failed to take concrete measures to prevent the loss of civilian lives in Yemen. Nearly 6,400 people have been killed during the Saudi aggression against Yemen since March. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer and counterterrorism analyst, Mr. Scott Bennett. Thank you so much for being with us. The significance of now Amnesty International weighing in on this and saying that Saudis need to stop and that they have been using illegal weapons.
Well, either we're a world of law and order and countries respect the laws that they agree to abide by, or we're a world where countries can dishonor their agreements. They can be hypocrites. They can be liars and not honor the laws that they agree to. And this is a perfect example. If you're using cluster bombs, then you're violating international agreements. You have no honor. You're a liar and you're a hypocrite. And that goes for Saudi Arabia, that goes for the United States under President Obama and the Congress. So we need to work backwards and find out what has actually been used and what are in violation of the international laws. Now, it should be no surprise, to be honest with you, that President Obama, being himself a self-proclaimed Sunni Muslim, has backed the Sunni Muslim nations of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, all of the Gulf nations purely for energy reasons. But he has empowered those nations to engage in a jihad into Syria and destabilize Syria with the ultimate goal of destabilizing Iran. That's not a surprise. President Putin has seen it and knows it. Syria knows it. Most of the post-Soviet countries, the Eastern European countries know it. Iran knows it. And we see that in President Obama's statements. However, the bright spot is, even though there's darkness in President Obama being himself, again, a Saudi Arabian Sunni backer, and he's pushing with everything he has to have a Sunni takeover of Syria, the bright spot is President Putin is now ascending into the United Nations Security Council position. So he can call forth demands for investigations. He can call forth investigations into genocide and ethnic cleansing, which the Saudi Arabians are guilty of.
Well, let's look at that, because it seems that also Washington is very complicit in all of this with Saudi Arabia, though you say that Obama is a Sunni Muslim, which is entertaining for us in this part of the world. I'll tell you that much. But anyway, with this situation, the United States seems very, very much complicit. Obviously, it's not a one-man show that's being run by the United States. Why is the United States in general silent in dealing with this? Not just silent, obviously looking the other way and also helping logistically with this situation against Yemen. Why? What is it in the interests of the United States to basically try to destroy the Yemenis?
Well, it's been driven by oil and energy for the past 50 years. It's been very short-sighted. It's been very stupid. Most of the aristocracy in the American military have always been on the side of more Iran and Russia because they're the aristocratic nations in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia and some of these Gulf nations, they're the ones who are paying for the jihadists to go in and conduct sex slavery of the Alawite women and the Christian women and the Kurdish women. It's not the Iranians or the Syrians, it's the Saudi Arabians. They're the ones guilty of the slavery, the beheadings, the boy rape, and everything that's obscene under Islam. And they have given Islam such a bad name that Americans lump all Muslims with the bad behavior of the Saudi Arabians and some of these Sunni Gulf nations. And I think Americans are starting to pick up and understand that there is a difference between the Shia and the Sunni. They are starting to see that Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, all of the Gulf nations have been backing and financing these ISIS terrorists who've been plundering Syria and trying to conquer it with Obama's support financially and militarily, with Turkey's support. And they are just now learning of this. And I know it sounds hard to believe, but America has been subjected to a brainwashing for the past 15 years that started under September 11th, 2001. But they're starting to really grasp that we've been on this crusade that's been completely reckless, completely destructive of the Middle East. It's not yielded anything positive. It's destroyed these nations. It's destroyed Libya. It destroyed Iraq. It's causing a mass exodus of millions of people into Europe. And the American citizens are aghast and horrified, but they don't necessarily know what to do.
With all due respect, first of all, with the Saudis, they are Wahhabis and not Sunnis in general. But when we look at the situation, when you're talking about that the Americans are waking up, but we look at what is happening. On the one hand, you're saying Americans are waking up to the reality of who the Saudis are on the international front, government levels. We see that the Saudis have just been rewarded, basically, by actually chairing now the and dealing with human rights in the United Nations. So there obviously is a schism between governments and the people. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's the governments that rule. So will anything change as far as United States policy towards Saudi Arabia, specifically when we're looking at that more than 6,000 civilians in Yemen have died and are continuing to die?
Yeah, that hopefully will result in a change in U.S. policy. I think you're having more leaders stand up in Congress and hopefully in the presidential election, which is going to say, as you wisely identified, this is not about a Sunni movement. This is about the Wahhabist ideology. The Wahhabist ideology is more of a jihadi, militant, aggressive campaign to conquer. And I think Americans are starting to understand that difference between the more peaceful elements of Islam and these kamikaze violent elements. Now, you would hope that increased leadership in the United States is going to look at Iran, look at the agreements, look at the success of Vladimir Putin's movement into Syria. And I think with the anti-ISIS military operations that's now being conducted, you will have an instant quelling of the ISIS problem. I think Russia has done an incredible job. It should be applauded with flowers and parades around Europe and the rest of the world for cleansing the country and the world of a cancer that has been destroying historical sites, doing horrendous murder and beheadings and rapes and pillages. And it was not Iran or Syria doing this. It was the Saudi Wahhabist backers of this ideology.
And all right, thank you so much. So sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Scott Bennett, but we're out of time. Appreciate you being with us. Former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer and counterterrorism analyst, Mr. Scott Bennett out of San Francisco.